know, that Regis got himself quite a show, but has he got one of these?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Let me tell you something, folks. That is actual radioactive steam.
Oh, great.
Okay, let's bring out the next boy, see what he can do. We got him stacked up back there in the bunkhouse and rodeo cowboys. Our next guest made his network television debut right here on this very program, a fact of which we're quite proud. He will be appearing live at Caroline's here in New York City. Where is that located, Bob? Caroline's.
Broadway and 49th Street.
Have they scheduled the next fire? It's Broadway and 49th.
Yeah.
Broadway and 49th, so try and get over there. He will be out at that place tomorrow through November the 1st. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Bill Hicks. Bill.
Thank you. Great to be back in New York. My favorite time of the year, too, fall. It's beautiful here. So I'm living out on the West Coast now. Cultural cesspool. Hell-A is what I call it. Always warm and sunny, no seasons, and they love it, right? Isn't it great? Always hot and sunny. Isn't it just great? What are you, a lizard? Only reptiles feel that way about this weather, you know? You always meet this smug guy, right? He goes, I love calling back east on January 1st. What are y'all doing? Snowed in, huh? Bummer. Me? I'm out by the pool. What an idiot. I used to love calling L.A. from New York when I lived here. What are y'all doing? Talking to TV producers. Bummer. Me? I'm reading a book. Yeah. We're thinking back east. Yeah, we're evolving. Is that the big one I hear in the background? Bye, lizard scum. Bye. Horrible place. Home of the pedestrian right-of-way law. You know what this is? Pedestrian steps on the street. Every car has to stop to let this person cross the road. Seems ludicrous in light of the city we're in at this point right now. Where if someone steps in front of your car here, you speed up and turn your wipers on. Bad call, brother. Pedestrians. I think that's good. So I flew in yesterday, 4.5-hour flight. Let me get this straight now. They don't allow smoking on airplanes, right? But they allow children. I'm a smoker, so I'm trying to quit flying. And so I get on this plane, right, and I luck out. Every seat next to me empty. Cool, I'm going to sleep. No shame. Every armrest goes up. Pillows, blankets on my head. I'm out of here, man. Which I love doing because it really bugs those business guys sitting around you. One guy actually said to me, hey, is that allowed? I said, no, I bought every seat. Shut up. I love taking $6,000 naps, you idiot. Go back to your Macintosh, monkey boy. Just because you're in the sky don't mean you can't work for the man. Hey, I think I hear your jacket wrinkling in the overhead compartment. So I'm asleep on this plane, right? And I feel this tapping on my head, and I look up, and there's this little kid loose on this plane, right? And he's just tapping me on the head. I look across the aisle at his mom. She's just smiling. Guy next to the mom goes, they're so cute when they're that small. Isn't that amazing, letting a little kid run loose like that? And the kid runs over to the emergency exit, and he starts flipping that handle to the door. The guy next to the mom starts to get up, and I go, wait a minute. We're about to learn an important lesson right here. And you're right, the smaller he gets, the cuter he is. I A stewardess, since we got a breeze in here, can we smoke now? True story. I quit smoking cigarettes 8 weeks ago. Absolutely true. No cigarettes, 8 weeks. Unbelievable miracle. Yeah.
I earned it. Yeah. 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 Everybody. Yeah. 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 I earned it. I earned it. Thank you. I did earn it. Yeah.
Very hard. Let no one kid you. Cigarettes look great to me right now. Every cigarette looks like it was made by God, rolled by Jesus, and licked clothes by Claudia Schiffer right now. God, that looks good. And I don't know how to quit. My friends recommended that patch thing, you know, the patch. But I don't see how that works, you know, unless you wear it over your mouth. What's he saying? I think he wants a cigarette. Put it up your nose? I don't think the patch is helping him. Of course, out in L.A., they're very tolerant of smokers, you can imagine. I was driving around once, smoking a cigarette in my car, windows rolled up, heard this honky next to me. Lady, I have no idea who she is, going. She runs right into a pole, right? Thank you.
Bill Hicks. We'll pause for a commercial and continue in a minute. Thank you.